one of the reasons that I would like to talk about it is the hope that in the future, people in Shane's position who are vulnerable may have a better outcome. But essentially, from what I know, and we really don't know everything, but I could only tell you from what I do know is Shane had left a treatment center. He had been doing his best for almost 3 weeks dealing with alcohol addiction issues. He wanted to return home. At some point during that day, Shane must have gotten some alcohol and he obviously drank that. Somebody had noticed him and called the Gardaí. Naturally, the Gardaí came then on the scene. And as far as I do know, the Gardaí themselves have said that Shane was very amicable and didn't cause any issues. He essentially got into the back of a Garda van. Shane, you know, he was in good health. He had just left a treatment center. Apparently, at some point during that drive in the back of this Garda van on route to Henry Street in Limerick, Shane became unresponsive. And when they opened the back of the van, apparently he had such a faint pulse that they never really could revive Shane again. He was rushed to Limerick University Hospital. He never regained consciousness and was pronounced dead. And it has been an absolute devastating tragedy for our family. My community, the community in Phoenix, have absolutely loved Shane. He was extremely likable character. The day that Shane was buried, it started to suddenly pop up all over the internet about a man found unresponsive in the back of a van and that GSOC were doing an investigation. That was really jarring because right there in black and white was the first time that I really could make sense of what was happening.
Was that the first time you and the family heard that the Garda Síochán Cána Ombudsman?
No, to be fair, no. Our first notification, say officially, was the following day. A Garda liaison officer came from Tralee. Essentially, it was, we don't have any information for you other than that he died in the back of the van.
We should say that Tralee Garda Station had nothing to do with this. This was outside of this county.
No, they were very supportive. They came to do what they could. And the Tralee Garda Station, no, not at all. They just simply wanted to come and to obviously give us some answers. But naturally, because it was under investigation, possibly, I'm making an assumption there, there wasn't really much information they could give us other than the fact that Shane had passed away. We're a very private family, and to discuss this is a very difficult thing to discuss. But ultimately, my goal, and I'm sure my whole family's goal, is that vulnerable people in Ireland, there has to be some more options than the Gardaí left with a solution as to arrest the person simply for their own good. And then that person may not fare well in that type of a scenario. Who knows why, or for whatever reason. And I have done a lot of research, and there is a report that was published July 2021 by the Justice Minister. And it is a report on additional reports and continuous recommendations for the treatment and the human rights of individuals in custody within Garda stations. And I'd really like to see the recommendations be implemented. If they were implemented in July 2021, things would improve for all parties, for the Gardaí, better training when dealing with vulnerable people. I don't think there's one individual to blame here. I think it's a systemic problem, and it starts at the top echelons in government, that we need to implement a more humane and compassionate way of dealing with vulnerable people in our society.
I was struck by your point that there seems to be a lack, a gap, a void in in how we deal with vulnerable people. As you said, that if somebody is intoxicated, invariably the response is the guards are called and that person is arrested, usually for their own sake. And you're saying there needs to be another way. There needs to be another way of responding to such situations.
Yeah. But believe it or not, the Gardaí, based on this report, for if anybody wants to look it up, it's called the Delivering Custody Report, a rights-based review of the treatment and safety of and well-being of individuals in custody in Garda stations. And the Gardaí themselves, we need to support them. There needs to be better training in place for them, or they need to have more options. There should be other systems, people who are trained to deal with vulnerable people, to de-escalate a situation, who understand what that vulnerable person may be experiencing. experiencing, and it's all being left to one entity. And I don't think that's fair unless they are being provided with more resources, more money to have individuals who could be in a Garda station who could help to de-escalate. I know, look, it's not a perfect world and we can't hire loads of people to do that. But given the statistics, and we do have an individual from Dublin University who has done a massive amount of research on this topic, there needs to be a better system for vulnerable people. And every individual in Ireland is responsible for vulnerable people. We're all to play a part in this.
Jennifer, finally, can you tell us what sort of person Shane was like? He spent most of his life in Fianna.
Yes. Shane is essentially a Fianna man, and Shane moved into Tralee. He lived there with his partner, Lisa, his four children and one grandchild. And then he had another grandchild born shortly after he passed away. Her name is Nevaeh, and she's an absolute blessing to the family. Shane, when he was a child, our whole family nicknamed him Shiner. He was absolutely a ray of sunshine. Shane loved life. I know I have a whole community behind me when I say this. He was a jovial character. He was somebody that was always ready to help somebody else. Anytime Shane came to you, he made you laugh. He made you smile, no matter how down you were. And no matter how down he was, he would leave you feeling better. Shane had a lovely support with the oyster fishermen in Fianna. He used to go out with some of the different boats. He was a block layer, absolutely loved horses. He trained horses. He had so much to live for. We are all left just in shock. And I don't even know where everybody begins with the healing, but maybe in helping others and helping vulnerable people into the future who end up in a scenario like Shane did might ease the pain, because I guess nothing will ever bring him back. But I do hope that in his name that we can help and somebody else someday in the same scenario, and that they have a better outcome.